This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We have the friend of our ghoster from yesterday's show calling on his behalf because he didn't fancy it. I really like Shawn Mendes' new shoes. Someone needs to put a microphone on the Queen. And why Harry Styles is the ultimate prankster on tour. Just me on my own today, so what do you want to chat about? Let me know. 8199. One. I've been told that Chris is working elsewhere today. What, an actual, like another job, is it? Okay, cool. No one tells me any food. I've got Zed and The Middle coming up, and also James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go. People were absolutely loving the Queen and David Attenborough last night. Did you see it? I think the Queen on a night out would be actually hilarious. I mean, obviously it's not going to happen to any of us, but imagine it. I think it would be all right. And I liked the Queen's joke as well, when she was with David in the garden.
Well, I suppose, actually, the trees with which you will be presented are going to change as our climate changes, and that there will be all kinds of different trees growing here in another 50 years, maybe.
Might easily be, yes. I won't be here, though.
I was going to say, a sundial neatly planted in the shade.
Isn't it good, yes. Yeah. Had we thought of that, that it was planted in the shade? It wasn't in the shade originally, I'm sure. But maybe we could move it.
Is that a joke? I'm sorry, Majesty. And again?
Could you do the decoration?
I decorated it, Your Majesty, yes. Good couple of hours up and down the ladder.
Yeah. Because this is always the problem, is the children love knocking those horns.
Yes. I know my grandchildren do, Your Majesty.
Well, my great-grandchildren do. Even the grandchildren still. The great thing is to make them decorate it, and yes. Then they're a bit more careful.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Like, it's because you never really hear her talk like that, which is why everyone was like loving it so much and so into it last night. Chris was giving me like text commentary all the way through because I didn't see it. Also, this is the actual Queen. Could they not have made, I don't know if everyone else noticed this, could they not have made the sound a bit better? The sound was awful. Like, why can we hear all the traffic? But then I've worked out why. It's because, you know, sometimes on TV you see people with a microphone on their lapel, like a lapel mic. But to fit that, obviously, you or somebody else has to put that lapel up your shirt or vest. And I would not want to be that sound man. I don't think anyone was brave enough to do it, which is why the sound was bad. And you can't just say to the Queen, excuse me, Your Majesty, can you just pop that up there? No, it's not going to happen. Not happening. What she could have done with it is one of those Love Island necklace mics. That would have done the trick.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Charlotte in Bath and everyone in the studio. They are third year fashion design students and they are extremely tired from their 14-hour days in fashion every day. Imagine 14 hours a day in fashion. Not for me. Also, here's the thing as well, and you might have seen this, Charlotte, because you work in fashion. You know what I saw being played on a hotel TV? It's still on. I didn't realise it was still on. In the reception of a hotel the other day. Fashion TV. What is the point of that? It's just people literally walking up and down on a catwalk. And the most boring channel I've ever seen in my life. And also, people wouldn't wear those clothes in real life. So what's the point of fashion shows? Like, you wouldn't wear a hat that big, would you? In the street.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Yesterday, we spoke to Brogan on Ghostbusters. She had been properly ghosted by a man she'd been on 8 dates with, including afternoon tea, her favourite pastime, and a trip to IKEA. Here's what happened when we tried to call this ghost on the show yesterday.
Okay. Hello, I'm sorry.
What does instant answer phone mean? To me, that means he switched it off or he's listening to a message or...
Yes, something. Well, he's doing... Something's changed in his situation. His phone has moved, so it's no longer got signal. Mm. I think you're right. He's probably turned it off.
Turn it off.
He knows we're on to him.
If you had had a chance to speak to him, what would you have said?
I don't know. I feel like I just want to be like, could you not just drop a message and be like, not feeling it? Or
yeah.
Just be upfront. Say what you got to say. I don't
know.
So
many questions.
Yeah.
Brogan, is there anything you didn't like about him? Be honest, you might as well.
I don't really know. I feel like he was quite nice.
Must have had something Like, not great, though.
Probably thought he was really funny all the time, and I just sort of looked at him like, oh, no, not really that funny.
Oh, right, so not funny, but thought he was hilarious.
Yeah, they're a bit, like, try hard, just think. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's me. Try hard, yeah.
That's me.
It is, yeah.
Oh, no, you're funny. You two are great, but he was not funny.
But we are try hard a bit.
I find it really...
What's the kind of thing he did that wasn't that funny? This is like some kind of memorial.
He was beautiful.
He was.
He did like a dab at the till once. He was paying for something, and I was just like, what are you doing?
He did a dab at the till, not in IKEA.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was like Debenhams or something like that.
That must have proper. Did that throw you? Did it like proper throw you?
No, I didn't know what to do. And I was like, what are you doing? And this girl behind the till, and she looked at me and I was like, I don't even know him. Just.
So he didn't answer the phone. We actually have managed to get hold of him, but he doesn't want to come on the radio because he's too scared. So, I present to you, the Ghoster's best mate. Hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
Yeah, Liam, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, good.
So, tell me about, we're not going to say his name, but tell me about what's happening, the situation.
Well, I was at work yesterday and just listening to the radio. And obviously heard Braga's name come up and thought, it's quite an unusual name. So my ears kind of pricked up. And then as things went on and on, it became more and more obvious that it was the situation that's happened with me and my good friend.
Right.
Well, with her and my good friend, rather.
So you're kind of speaking on his behalf because he doesn't want to come on?
Yeah, he's just a little bit nervous, I think, about coming on and having a chat about it.
Fair play. But you're his representative now, so what can you tell me?
Well, I mean, it all started quite a while ago, to be honest.
Yeah.
When Brogan actually liked a couple of my pictures on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, and I said to a few of the guys, I was thinking about messaging her and asking her out, but I met someone else before I got a chance to do it. Her and my mate have kind of got in contact, and being a good mate that he is, he's come to me first and asked if it's all right if he asks her out, takes her out and that. And obviously I was seeing somebody at the time, so I said, yeah, of course, you go for it, crack on.
Well, that's what best mates do, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. You know, he is a good guy, so for him to come to me first is, you know, obviously the right thing for him to do.
All right, if you wait there, and then you can tell me why Brogan got ghosted. Wait right there.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Okay, Liam, hello.
Hello.
Liam is the best friend of the Ghoster from yesterday who doesn't want to come on air, which is fair enough. He's a bit nervous and didn't answer his phone yesterday. If you were listening, it was the guy that went on 8 dates with a girl called Brogan, including IKEA and afternoon tea. Right, I've got a couple of questions to ask you. Be honest if you can, right?
Yeah, of course.
Did he only want to go out with Brogan during the month of January?
No. It wasn't like that. I think, you know, originally, when it first all set out, there was like some good intentions there and stuff. But after just a few dates of thinking in his head, it just kind of fizzled out, you know?
Okay. Also, does he really think he's a lot funnier than he actually is?
I think she's gone in on him quite hard there, to be honest.
Well, I can see
all the funny
why.
Comments. Yeah, I mean, Gavin at the till, he does do things like that, and he's quite cringy even if you're his mate and you're with him.
So you would say he would do dabbing at Debenhams?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, things like that are definitely in his repertoire of trying to be funny. But I think she's gone in quite hard because, to be honest, if she's gone on 8 dates with him and taken the time to phone up a radio station to, you know, try and call him out to get a message back, then she was obviously quite keen. So maybe she should have, you know, not gone in quite so hard on him with those comments.
Okay. And do you know why he didn't want to continue and just disappeared?
Well, I think like his mistake really was that all the dates he took her on, they're quite nice dates, I think. And, you know, I mean, the girl he sort of dated after her, he took her to the same pub 3 times for their first 3 dates. So, you know, he's made a bit of an effort with Brogan.
Yeah.
But I think they were all sort of quite coupley dates, you know, things like going to IKEA and afternoon tea and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe he sort of, you know, put it out there a little bit to her that he fancied, you know, being in a bit of a relationship with her.
Yes.
And as it went on, perhaps he kind of thought that he didn't want to be in a relationship with her, so kind of it just sort of fizzled out.
Okay. Are we completely sure he's okay with you saying all of this?
Yeah, why?
No, I just wanted to know, but thank you for being so honest.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I think it's, you know, it's the truth, so I don't think it's a, you know, he's not stitching him up or anything, so it's fine.
I'm not going to get her on right now. She's not on the line or anything, but I think I do need to call Brogan back, if that's all right, and just pass this on.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, it'd be good for her to, I suppose, know what's going on and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, as I say, generally, I think at the start, generally did sort of like her, but as it went on, just kind of fizzled out, really.
No hard feelings, though, right?
No, no, not on his part, not whatsoever.
Okay. Hey, listen, thank you for being such a good friend, and thank you for getting in touch with us and letting us know.
No worries, that's fine.
Thanks a lot, Liam.
Cool.
Has he gone? I really think this is going to open up a can of the worms.
Scott Mills.
Simon from Leeds has been on saying, I listened to the podcast yesterday. Why were all the Instagram comments regarding Chris's oversized dad watch read out in an exaggerated Yorkshire accent? I'm offended. Simon, the guy that did the voiceovers from Leeds. What? Hello, Duncan.
Hello, Scott.
I got your email, and as people can probably tell, you are in a voice changer right now.
Yes, this isn't my normal voice.
No, it isn't. I can confirm that. I've just heard your normal voice, and this is quite a few octaves lower.
Not so much lower.
Not that much lower, no, but just enough to disguise your voice, because I got your email, and I think your identity needs to be protected.
Yes.
So tell us your job. It's a hot job.
I work in the private jet industry.
Yes, this is the stuff I want to hear. So this job must come with a load of good stories attached.
Yes, well, the position I have in the industry, and the link between the client and the crew and the cabin staff and stuff. So I sort of get all of the information from both sides.
Okay. So what kind of people?
Footballers, actresses, actors, actresses, DJs, filthy rich people.
Nice. Now, how does it work? Do they have to check in like everyone else if they're getting on a private jet?
No, so the beauty of it is really, and why everyone likes it, is you can pretty much drive up onto the runway, leave your car and walk straight onto the plane.
Oh, that's the dream.
And everything is really at the pilot's discretion.
Wow. Okay, and by that you mean?
Well, you don't have to go through security like you would for a normal plane. So you don't have to throw away 100 milliliter liquid bottles. And the rest you can sort of use your imagination.
Right. Wow. Okay, so is your passport shown at any point?
Yes, to me.
To you? Okay. And
yeah.
What do you do with it?
I put it into our system, and then obviously the pilots will check it as they're getting onto the plane, so it's not a completely different person. And then it gives a thumbs up, and away you go.
This is amazing. Also, I bet you've seen a fair few celebrities' passports. You're like, oh, I didn't think they were that old.
The age thing, not so much, but there's been a couple of occasions where the lead passenger has maybe booked a flight to, say, Paris, and you would expect the second passenger to maybe be his wife or girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And the second passport comes through.
And it's not their wife or girlfriend.
No.
Or husband or boyfriend.
Precisely.
Also, I used to read that, I think One Direction, when they used to take private jets, they used to always ask for the fast food that rhymes with McDonald's. Is that something that you would provide or could be provided? Anything?
It is, and there was actually a particular young DJ who we were doing a tour for last summer who got pretty irate when we couldn't provide that at 3 o'clock in the morning, but the particular island he was on didn't have an open McDonald's at that time, and he struggled to come to terms with that.
So it's 3 a.m. he's on an island and he's like, I need a McDonald's, and obviously there's none open, so you couldn't get it for him, and he goes off.
No, and you know, we could have offered him a high quality hamburger.
Yeah, he didn't want that.
But no, didn't want that.
With this young DJ, how angry are we talking?
He was allowed to smoke on board when you're not normally allowed to.
Right.
To calm him down.
Wow.
He brought his own cigarette.
Duncan, I'm loving these private jet stories. You're right to wait there.
Yes, absolutely.
Back in a sec.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
People are still talking about the Brogan thing from earlier. Charlie says, oh, no, I'm going to be in a meeting all tomorrow afternoon. That's what our podcast is for, Scott Mills Daily. You can catch up anytime. Get it on the BBC iPlayer radio app and listen to Radio 1 on there live as well, so you never miss a thing. Someone says, wow, Danny Howard is a real diva without his fast food. It's not Danny Howard. And Lewis and Camberley speculating that the person that lost his mind over Mackie's is Martin Garrix. I can't see that being the case. He's too nice. Duncan's with us. Hey.
Hi.
So what's your job again, Duncan?
I work in the private jet industry.
Which are the worst, right? Footballers? What are they like?
Actually, I thought when I started this industry 4 or 5 years ago that they would be the worst. But they're actually the nicest. They're really polite, on time, not very demanding, chat with the crew.
Yeah. What about actors and actresses?
It's a bit like the nouveau riche. They don't really get how it works.
What
and
do you mean?
Sometimes their demands are literally impossible.
Oh.
Like, please open up the airport when the airport's closed. There was a young actress who wanted to fly. We told her she couldn't depart later than 11 p.m. because at that point the airspace is shut. She arrived at the aircraft at about 5:10 past 11 and then remained on the tarmac till gone midnight, demanding that we fly when there's no chance we could have flown. And she was screaming her head off for an hour or so.
What, full on meltdown?
To the pilots and then calling me. And then back at the pilot.
Wow. And where would this girl have been from?
One of the most popular TV series ever.
Oh, wow. I love the tantrums these people are having. Well, obviously you don't, but you know what I mean?
Well, sometimes, if you know you haven't done anything wrong, the tantrums kind of make it funny.
Yeah, of course. And what about, I hate to ask this, but what about DJs?
DJs are pretty unique because they don't book ad hoc one-off flights. They book tours for the whole summer.
Yeah.
So they pretty much use an aircraft and crew for a whole summer. So they get to know us quite well.
Yeah.
More so than most customers, and you get to know them.
Yeah.
There was one time last summer where we did actually have to fireman's lift the guy off the plane.
Off the plane?
And put him into a car.
Wow.
Because he was that passed out.
Wow. DJs sound like the worst then.
Well, they're also my best customers, so no, they're great.
Yeah, they're the ones that give you the most work.
Exactly.
Who are the worst, then, would you say?
Probably the really rich.
Right.
Just your non-famous rich people.
Why is that?
They'll just ask for things. It's the wastefulness of it. There's a water that's in fashion at the moment, but it's basically melted icebergs from the North Pole or something.
Oh, is it in that big fancy bottle?
Yes.
Oh, I know the one. Yeah, I've seen that.
They won't fly without 6 of these bottles on board, and then they never touch it.
Oh, I'd keep the bottle and just refill it. When you get to these like exotic places where the rich people and the famous people are going, do you actually have any time to like enjoy it yourself?
Well, sadly, I don't work as a pilot.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm not a flight attendant.
Oh.
So, but I do get the perks of flying around in the jets because I know when they're going places empty.
What? So, if you know there's a space on a plane, sometimes you might take it?
Yeah, of course.
Where to?
Wherever the plane's going. I mean, you sort of base your holidays around where the empty plane is going.
Well, this is fantastic news. And Duncan, I'm keeping your number. This is mad.
As an example, we need to move a plane from Paris to London tomorrow. So if you took a plane to Paris tonight, you could have a night in Paris and fly back with us.
It's a different world, isn't it? Hey, listen, seriously, can we keep your number? Because I know that there will be more tantrums and I'd like to hear about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
I mean, there's a lot of stories of surprise infidelity, which is probably the most exciting ones for me.
You love your job. Speak to you soon, Duncan. Thanks so much.
Speak to you soon.
One.
Also, I've just looked up that water that they demand 6 of on every plane. That's £80. £80 for a bottle of that water there. Wow.
Scott Mills.
Charlotte's been on saying I work for an airline and had you on a flight to Ibiza last year. Thought you'd be a diva. You're actually nice. Okay, thanks. Thanks for that. When I was watching Shawn Mendes sat next to me yesterday, What a good job I've got, haven't I? Playing some of his new songs off his phone. Like, you just look at him and you think, how can you have that much talent? You're like 19, like writing in the songs, you're in complete control of your career. Same with Sigrid. Look at her, incredible talent, and just 8 years old.
Scott Mills.
Rona has just finished her dissertation. She's in Gloucester. She says, there is no way your Tune of the Week artist, Sigrid, is 8 years old. Her voice is amazing. I love it. But Wikipedia says Sigrid is 21. Who is right? Don't believe that. I've just emailed Sigrid's management and we are going to try and get her on this show this week to say her real age, 8. And as soon as it comes from her mouth, you will know the truth.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, Chris is off today, but he is on the phone to play bangers. Hello.
Hey, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, why are you talking really in a low voice? Is there someone there?
No, because I'm like, well, yeah, there's a few, but I'm in a hotel bar at the moment.
You're in a hotel bar?
Yeah, but it's not, it's like, it's work-related. It's all fine.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Can't go into too much detail. It's fine. I'm not enjoying it.
Oh, okay, right. As long as you're not enjoying it, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But you are in a hotel bar. Okay, yeah. Let's meet Lewis on Bangers Day. Hello, Lewis.
Hello, you all right?
Yes. Where are you at the moment? What are you doing?
I am such a fan. I've just finished a job working on a mobile mask, so just about to head home.
Okay, so you got the mask, do you?
I do, yeah. I climb them, climb towers daily, really.
Oh,
yeah.
That is not for me. Do you know, I was looking at some people working at height yesterday near my house, and I was like, I could not do that. No way.
Yeah, especially the worst things when you're right at the top, you can feel it swaying in the wind as well as it boils.
That is not, I'm fair play to you, that is not for me at all. Right, Lewis, who do you normally pick on bangers?
I hate to say I pick Chris, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. No, hang on a minute. There is nothing wrong with that, though. I think people always feel embarrassed about that.
For you, there's nothing wrong, obviously. For Scott, it might be a bit upset.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
hello.
I get that.
All right, this is what I've got for you today, Lewis.
Banger.
David Guetta. Real throwback, David Guetta. Just a Little More Love is my choice, Lewis. Okay, or you can have Chris.
Or Lewis, the next song you can hear on Radio 1 is this.
This is a hard one.
Mate, this is a banger. Come on.
It is a serious banger. It is.
Okay.
Well, I've got to tell you that one of these two songs is actually one of my favourite songs. And I've got to say, it's Chris again.
Oh, come on. Good job, Lewis.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ray Moss, detective, investigative journalist, truth seeker, and now a podcaster. If you have a mystery, I will solve it.
I think there's someone in the house. Please, Ray, help.
Within reason.
I think I've lost my keys.
Are they on the hook?
Yeah, there they are. Thanks, Ray.
In my first episode, I investigate the case of whether a BBC weatherman took his top off live on the weather in the 90s. Is there a cover-up? How high does this go? What's going on? Subscribe to Radio 1's Kench podcast to discover Ray Moss. Available now wherever you get your podcasts. So I'm moving to New York because I've got issues with my sleep. Looks like Christmas came.
Hello, Ellie from Chorley, who says, in a hotel bar, is Chris working with James the private investigator? I don't know. It was very vague, wasn't it? I think mine should have won there, but it didn't. So it's 1-1. Chris wins today with Wombats moving to New York.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Millie from Cardiff, travelling with work. She's got a cheeky salad and spotted the Scott Mills Bridge. I know, she's a beaut, isn't she? Especially in the sun. Reopening soon, I think, after the fire. Hey, Lauren in Chester, who says, on Greatest Hits today, are you really playing Jessie J, winner of the Chinese X Factor? Well, it is. It's not actually X Factor she won, but she did win, like, a singing show yesterday, which is exactly like X Factor in China. She's hoping to get more fans in China because that show apparently gets 1 billion viewers. But, yeah, she won it. Who'd have thought she would do that?
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
I think Harry Styles is bored on tour because he won't leave his support act, Mabel, alone. Hello.
Hi. What's good?
What is going on?
So, basically, I was my last night of the Harry Styles tour last night. And you know, Harry says goodbye before I go on stage. He's like, it's been a pleasure, 21 dates, you know, a month on the road together. Thank you so much. And I'm like, bye, Harry, enjoy your tour. And I'm thinking, okay, cool, done. On stage, doing my last song, having an amazing gig, by the way. Dublin was incredible.
Yeah.
And in the middle of Finders Keepers, obviously him and his band run off on the stage, but I'm looking out into the crowd, like, I don't see them even come up. And I just see something heading towards my face. I have no idea, like, who's thrown it, what it is. And then I've got cake, well, pie all over my face.
Was it a cream pie?
It was.
Well, actual cream?
Well, no, because I'm vegan. And then basically, it was in my eyes, and I managed to get out my eyes, and I see Harry standing there, and he's just laughing, and his band are, like, throwing just, like, confetti and all this stuff. And he's just laughing, and he's going, it's vegan! It's vegan!
Oh, so he made sure it was a vegan cake, because you're
very
vegan.
Very considerate of him.
Oh, I love him for that.
A vegan cream pie in my face. But, yeah, that happened. It was an interesting, you know, prank to pull in front of 15,000 people.
Right. He used to do this all the time on... I remember going to see One Direction. I was like yeah, always messing about. Is this not the first time either? Does he sometimes get the silly string out as well? Who?
So the silly string was out last night. I mean, there's been... I haven't been pranked so far on the tour. I think he just was waiting for, you know, the one big prank.
Yeah. Is he okay?
I think he was really worried that I was, like, really mad at him. And then so he came backstage with flowers and a cake after. I was like,
oh, we love him. Has it been fun with Harry?
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's been an amazing tour. I feel like I've learnt loads. And, you know, he's just got the most amazing fans. And it's been really fun. My tour starts tomorrow. So, you know, I feel like it's kind of been the best, like, being on the road for a month and playing arenas before my tour.
Oh, right. So you've just straight off the Harry tour and then yours starts tomorrow?
Yes, in Leeds tomorrow night.
Yes, Leeds. That will be good.
It will be.
When are you going to see Harry again? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, he's on the road for, like, until, like, July or something, so...
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about a good prank to get him with when he gets back.
Right, you know when you do get revenge?
Yeah.
It needs to be all over that £1,000,000 Gucci suit.
Whoa, I'm gonna get it. And the Gucci loafers.
You need to exact your revenge, whatever that might be, Mabel, all over that Gucci suit.
I will. I'll make sure I do.
By the way, did you think that a fan might have thrown the pie?
Somebody said that, but I don't even think I had time to think that. I was just like, what is on my face? Like, and then as soon as I opened my eyes, I saw him standing there laughing, and I was like, oh, of course it's you.
Classic
it's
Styles.
You. Exactly.
All right, have a good tour. Speak to you soon.
Thank you, bye.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.